All right, people.
Don't worry, I'll just open up these combos.
Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
It's combos.
Yeah.
It's combos.
Hey, stop.
You want a snack that's got two things in one? It's a combo.
You want a snack that is constantly fun?
It's a combo.
Yeah.
It's a combo.
Yep. Pretzels and cheese or crackers and cheese. You can have whatever you please.
Whoa, 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 whoa. It's a combo.
It's a combo.
It's a combo.
Stuff the insides with materials. Sometimes it's cheese, sometimes it's not. You can get whatever you want.
You want two flavors that's just one bite? Get a combo. It feels just right. It's a combo.
Hey.
Hey, it's a combo.
It's a combo.
All right, people. It's a new episode of Action Features. In your face.
All up in your grill.
Oh, man.
All up in your grill.
We're going to talk about random things. We got a top five list. Yep. What are you doing over there?
We got a top five list. You know about those top five lists. We're gonna do one tonight. We're gonna make it feel just right.
Hey, you gonna do the sound effects this time?
Oh, yeah, you know I will. That's a good reminder because I've forgotten.
Got a letter from Blaze.
Hold on a
here,
second.
We'll get to that
soon.
Okay,
yeah, okay.
What do you wanna do first? We got random stuff.
There's a couple random
We got a top
things.
Five list.
We got a top five.
We got a letter to read. What do you wanna do?
Let's save the letter.
Don't
read it right off
okay.
the bat. How about, well, this is probably on both of our lists. They just announced a new Star Wars title.
Yep.
Oh, The Force Awakens.
The Force Awakens.
Star Wars, The Force Awakens.
Sorry if you weren't trying to find that out and we just spoiled it for you, but it's going to be everywhere. It's a title.
It's already everywhere.
It's just a title.
It's just a title.
Come on, it's just a title. When you go to buy the movie ticket, they're gonna go, oh, one for Star Wars Episode 7, The Force Awakens. You're going to go... What?
What are you saying,
man? I
didn't
want to know that. You're going to know the title. Come on. I like it.
Yeah.
I think it's neat.
I've been mulling it over. I'm right in between.
Here's what I like about it.
All
right. It makes it feel like, in just those words, that a lot of time has passed.
Yeah.
You know, between...
And the Force has been sleeping.
The Force is... Maybe it hasn't been sleeping, but that it's... It hasn't had to be used, really,
mm-hmm.
as much, is what I kind of feel like. Yeah. Since Return of the Jedi, things it had calmed down. I mean, I may be reading too much into the title, but it does feel like it's implying that time has passed, like a large amount of time has passed.
Yeah.
I like that. I like the fact that it's giving back to the Force, whereas I think that the prequels kind of pulled away from the Force by doing the midichlorian thing and all these clones and all these other things. Even though there were a lot of Jedis in the prequels, it kind of felt like they moved away from the Force being as much as it meant in the original trilogy.
It was sort of cheapened.
It was totally cheapened.
Yeah.
And I feel like he's already kind of, just with the title, already saying, you know what, we're going to bring the Force back to what it was. Hey, thanks for the applause. Are you getting some staticky going on yours?
There's a little something going on here.
I hear some staticiness. I remember you flipped the switch on accident one time, last time, and there was a lot of static going. That's even more static.
That's not it. What happened?
I don't know, maybe I'm just hearing things. I didn't hear anything at all after you did that.
I don't know.
Who knows? It's fine. It sounds fine. Just ignore that I said that. For those reasons, I like the title.
Yeah.
I think it's cool. I'm glad it's really giving back to the Force this time around.
Give to the Force.
You know, we've talked about the Jedis and the hope and the Empire and all these things. The Force has really never had... its spot in the title. You know, it seems like every other sort of element of Star Wars, the clones, the Jedi, like I said, the Sith, the Empire, A New Hope, it was signifying the Rebels type of things. It's kind of neat that one element from Star Wars is now a part of the title.
Yeah. It's better than any of the prequel titles.
Totally. I think it's not as good as Empire Strikes Back or Return of the Jedi as a subtitle, but I like it more than A New Hope, I think.
I was thinking about... Well, A New Hope was added later.
I know.
I don't care
but
for that either.
It's now called that, so right. you've got to...
I was thinking how difficult it would be to come up with an adequate title, because you can't help but compare it to...
Totally.
The other ones, and people are going to be disappointed regardless.
No matter what you do,
no
there's going to be somebody
do.
That's unhappy.
Something about the... The first two was
the simplicity. Like, there was no... It's hard to put into words, but like the
you're doing a fine job.
The Phantom Menace, you know, it just sounds like a little soft. Like you're trying to make it mysterious and wistful, or whatever. And that's it's kind of weak. The Empire Strikes Back. There's no bones about it. That's exactly what's going on. Return of the Jedi. I was kind of I was okay with this one just being Episode 7, but
you know it had to have a subtitle.
I don't think it really has any bearing on the film itself.
Totally.
We know nothing about it. I mean, we know very little. So I'm still looking forward to it, and I'm going to enjoy it.
I'm super excited about it. It's the only movie that I can see in the foreseeable future that I'm really, truly excited about. Like, everything else, like we've talked about in the last show, the comic films have kind of... I'm getting burnt out. I've got a definite fatigue when it comes to superhero films.
Yeah.
And I just don't have the same excitement level there. Whereas Star Wars feels like this is a chance to find... To correct what was wrong with the prequels and get a good film going.
Yeah,
we shouldn't go too crazy on this because
it's all right.
We've had a whole Star Wars.
And it could be that I, you know, you see the movie and it's great, and I'll say, okay, yeah, that title makes sense now, and I'm coming around to that. So, whatever. But that's the news. It was way better than the one. What was suggested?
I don't remember what it was either. It was something bad.
Something like dragons. Dragons come out of dragons set forth from the.
It was something weird.
Something stupid.
I don't even remember.
It didn't
now.
Have dragons.
I'm glad
in
it's
it.
Gone.
It's better than that.
All right, another thing I want to talk about real quick is the Harley Quinn comic thing.
Oh, yeah.
And I talked about this personally on my personal Facebook page.
Hold on to your butts.
But I have a huge problem with this. All right, so last week I'm helping unpack the boxes at the comic shop, which I do on Wednesdays. I help open up the boxes and pull files and stuff. Hey, thanks. It's what I do. And this Harley Quinn comic comes out, and it's bagged. And there's like four covers sitting there, and they're all bagged. And I turn to Bob, and I'm like, why are there so many Harley Quinn covers? And Bob says, you know, oh, because you have to. There's two different versions, and there's two different covers for each version. I'm like, what do you mean by two different versions? He's like, oh, you didn't hear about this? And I'm like, no, I didn't hear about it. He said, well, look at those covers. And there's two covers that look alike. There's two pairs of covers that look alike. And I'm like, well, I don't understand. He's like, well, look at the symbol. And there's a little tiny, you know, Christmas tree on one of them, and on the other one is a pot leaf. And I'm like, why does this have a pot leaf on the comic? He's like, oh, because it's a rub and sniff, and it smells like marijuana. And I just look dumbfounded. I'm like, are you serious right now? And he's like, yeah, that's the whole gimmick in this one. It's part of the story, and you rub different things, and they smell like different things, and one of them is marijuana. And I'm like, you gotta be kidding me right now, man. That cannot really be flying with DC right now, right? That they're using scratch and sniff marijuana smells to sell comics.
Got to do it.
He's like, oh yeah, it's legit. And the only reason there is another one is because apparently they can't send it overseas because of, you know, police dogs and things like that sniffing for marijuana.
Yeah.
So they had to make an international version that smells like freshly cut grass or a Christmas tree or whatever they decided to make it be. And so they had to make another version that doesn't smell like that so they could send it to overseas. And I am so sick of it. I'm so sick of DC.
Yeah.
I'm so sick of them using stunts to sell comics. I'm so... Exactly. I say boo DC. I'm so sick of them taking comics out of kids' hands. Like, making it to the point where they cannot buy comics anymore.
Putting pot leaves in their hands.
I don't want my kid going into a store and buying a scratch-and-sniff comic book that smells like pot.
Yeah.
And for them to use the character of Harley Quinn, who they admittedly have already butchered to the point where it looks nothing like and seems nothing like the Harley Quinn that you would know from the animated series. They've completely butchered that character. But to take a Batman family character and make a comic that smells like pot is ridiculous to me.
Here, kids, enjoy a marijuana cigarette.
Kids, you want to read comics? The only choice you have are those little tiny kid comics that we make. And no, you know, say 10 to 13-year-old wants to be stuck going to buy the kiddie comics. Yeah. They don't want to do that. They want to buy real comics. But as a parent, the things I see DC put forth in those books, the agendas they force into them, this kind of sales tactic they force into them, there is no chance I would let my kids go over to the DC Comics wall and just pick a comic.
Yeah.
I have to look at every one of them first. And the crap they shove into those comics, I have no interest in letting my kids read them.
Yeah.
I'm done with that. Forget it, DC. If that's all you want, if that's the market you want, you go after it. And as that market dies out, the adult speculator collector dies out, you'll have nobody to replace it with. because you don't care about the kids anymore. Yeah. You don't want them to read comics. You only want to sell to those 30-plus guys that are like, ooh, I read about this on a website, so I'm going to go buy it. And when those guys die off and the speculators and these comic movies and everything's gone and you have no market to replenish with, you know what? You shot yourselves in the foot. Because the guys like me that grew up reading comics stuck with comics.
Right.
But now you have none of those guys because the kids can't buy comics. The only things they can buy are the back issues. And the only people that can bring them into that are the dads that are willing to bring them in and bring them in and look through back issues and things like that. So that's the only thing you've got going for you when it comes to replenishing your market. And that sucks. It really sucks that my kids can't just go and buy comics now.
You know what I hate to see?
Thanks, DC.
Thanks a lot, DC.
Thanks a lot, DC, for what you do.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah, you stink, DC. I scratch and sniff DC, I smell poop. Because that's what DC is now, a bunch of poop.
A pile. Well, you know what what I hate to see, I might have talked about this before, as far as movies at least, but it used to be that there was a certain... something to look up to. Like, if you're a kid, if you're a young boy, and you see Superman, and he's being virtuous, you know? He's fighting for the side of good,
like
and you're like, yeah, that's something to shoot for.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what is there to shoot for? I don't see it anywhere. I see every single character has some deep-seated problem that they have to deal with, and they're emotionally torn up and angst-ridden, and those are the best of the problems that they have, if not the other things. And so I just hate to see that, and not because... I'm not trying to get. I'm not preachy. I'm not trying to be preachy or anything like that.
You gotta be.
I'm just saying. Even from the standpoint of the feel of nostalgia, you think about like the classics, like Prince Valiant, or like even Flash Gordon, who I wouldn't consider like a moral story.
Mm-hmm.
Like there was a certain amount of romance in there, you know, like those types of stories. The Rocketeer,
do-gooders, man.
Yeah, do-gooders.
Guys that are doing good just to do good.
Because they have to do good. And,
yeah.
And that innocence, there's a certain innocence to it.
It's gone.
And it's just missing. And it would be nice to see...
Everything's an agenda now. Like, the writer wants to force something in that way they can be a big-name writer. Look what I did with this.
Right.
Oh, I'm putting this in here. I bet you would never seen this in a comic before. How about you just write a good story, man?
We would like a good story.
How about you just write a good story? How about that?
Story.
How about some good story and good art? How about you sell a book on that? Somebody came back at me and posted, oh, well, look at this top 10 list from last week. Harley Quinn's number one on it. And I'm like, well, first of all, the competition it had was zero. It was an off week for comics, so there was no major events. And here's another thing. That book was sold on hype, and that's it.
Yeah.
It was bagged. You couldn't even read that book. There's no word of mouth. So everybody just bought it because they read about it on a website. That's why it was number one, because they read, oh, it smells like pot on a website.
Yeah.
That's it.
I would... everybody points to sale. Same thing for movies and things too. But since when is sale is determine the success of something?
It shouldn't.
What's it going to be 5 years down the road? Is anybody going to be talking about that? People will say, "Hey, remember that man? This is a great. If you want to get into comics, check this issue.
Look
out.
At this issue. Look at the issue that smells like pot. It's great."
They won't be saying that five.
They
years
won't.
From, forget about it 5 months from now.
It's the same thing with movies, man. Transformers 4 did a ton of money at the opening weekend. Does that mean it was good?
Nope.
No, it doesn't mean it was good.
Not at all.
It means you just went out and saw it.
Does it?
You
stay?
Believe the hype and you go out and see it.
You saw it.
Does it? Okay, we gotta move on to something else.
All right, move on. Mark Wahlberg is going to be the $6 billion man in a movie.
Inflation.
Yeah, there's price for inflation. So that's fine. I'm okay with
I'm okay with that.
I like Mark Wahlberg.
I think we just found a Transformer.
You know, the thing about Transformers 4 is that trailer, up to the part where they find the Transformers, I'm thinking, you know, this looks like it might be a good movie. What is this?
And you're like, oh, wait.
And then I see that it's Transformers and it gets bad. Okay. Here's something. Well, before we get too further, I want to do a quick plug. I'm going to do a free plug, okay?
I wasn't aware of this.
Somebody, my uncle had a flat tire down. If you're in the area, the Cincinnati area, he was down in Blue Ash, off of Reed Hartman on Cornell Road, and I stopped into KOI Auto Parts, and manager Steve Lovett was in there. And
he loves it.
He loves it.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked him if he had a pump, and he said, "Yeah, I got a small one out back. Just bring your car out back." And I went back there, and he plugged it in and got it going. And I pumped up my tire, and he said, "Is there anything else you need?" And I said, "No, that's it." And he said, "Okay, well, you know, I hope it worked out." And that was it. He didn't try and sell me anything.
That's good.
He didn't try. You know, it was just like he's like, well, I'm glad I could help out. You know, it's a guy just helping out because he's willing to help out.
Yeah.
So if you're in the area and you need any auto parts or anything, go to KOI Auto Parts on Cornell.
Look at this, a free plug.
And talk to Steve Lovett.
Huh.
I'm telling you. I'm just saying. Man. I told him I would give a plug because I thought that was – I really That's appreciate very nice. It. I really yeah. appreciate it.
All right. Well, now that you've done your plug, did you have something else you were going to say here?
Well
– I have a couple other things. We're moving on to the top five.
Okay. If you have a couple other things, that's fine. I only have one more thing.
I'll say one and then you say one and then I'll say one.
Okay.
All right. Proving that DC and Time Warner really don't know what they're doing with their movies anymore.
Yeah.
Apparently now it's coming out that the Rock Shazam film is completely separate from the rest of the DC Cinematic Universe. What? Like, it won't tie into it.
What? Why not?
That's now what's being said, and Rock sort of confirmed it through his Twitter by hashtagging Independence or something like that for his film. Why would you do that? Why would you create a superhero film when you're building a cinematic universe and not tie it into the rest of the universe?
It seems like they're really trying so hard to build the rest of it up.
Yeah.
And then
here's your chance.
To shun. Yeah, this is your chance to do one movie that actually...
That actually, you know...
although, maybe it'll be good for The Rock.
Maybe it'll be good for The Rock, you know?
Maybe it'll be good Who for knows? Shazam, because it'll be a standalone
Who knows?
Movie.
But that made no sense to me. Why would you go out of your way, if that is the case, why would you go out of your way to say it's not part of that universe?
Huh.
Why not even if it doesn't really... tie into the other ones that much, why would you not still keep it part of the universe?
Just leave it open.
You don't have to say flat out it's not part of it.
It could be that.
If that is the case, that's just more ridiculousness from Time Warner and DC Films or whatever you want to call it.
Oh, man.
All right, so I have one other thing, but it ties into Blaze's list.
Okay. So my one other thing sort of ties into what you're saying. Universal has announced, I saw today, they're going to reboot their Universal Monsters franchise.
Oh, great.
Okay. So... I'm for it. That's an older thing.
It's
okay.
Pretty old now.
Fine.
Yeah.
That's something you can reboot if you want to do it. And then I saw a separate article talking about it, and the guys who... one guy was involved in one of the Fast and Furious movies. I don't remember.
Oh,
but
Paul Walker.
Paul Walker, yes, yep. Is directing.
Rest in peace.
So they're redoing The Mummy is the first one on there. Okay. Not the Brendan Fraser The Mummy, which is confusing, but...
Because that was a Universal film, wasn't it?
It was a Universal film, but it was not intended to be a remake of The Mummy.
Yeah, it has, really, yeah, it's not, it's more
right.
a Brendan Fraser vehicle than a Mummy movie.
And the director, I think, had said that they weren't shooting for that. So they're redoing The Mummy, which is to come out in 2016. The article that I clicked on was announcing that they'd already announced the sequel to The Mummy to come out in 2017. There's more.
This is getting crazy,
here's
man.
More. That's what I said. I don't know if it's the movie studios making this stuff known, or the media is reporting it more than they had before, or what. But it's getting out of control where you're announcing the sequel to a movie that doesn't even come out for 2 years.
This is ridiculous.
What? How do you?
What happened to a movie? You had to wait to see if a movie was successful before it got a sequel.
How do you know?
And it was never guaranteed, even if it was success, that it would get a sequel.
How do you know if it's going to be good? Sequels are.
It's ridiculous, man.
I kind of miss the days where you have a one good movie and just
I like
say,
a one and done.
Oh, you know what? That was good. I like that, and I'm moving on from it.
That's
sad. So they also said that Dracula Untold was apparently part of this that world's gonna fit into this one. So
okay.
So that tells you
sure.
that gives you some direction on
why not
how that's gonna go.
That's cool. Go ahead.
I'll just
watch the DVDs, the old ones. That's fine. I'll just stop watching new things.
That's what
I can't have new things.
That's what I've done. Pretty much.
That's all there is to it. I can't have new things.
So anyway, I don't mean to rant, but that's the news as far as movie things and.
All right, so that's all caught up, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I want to do Blaze's letter. If that's cool.
Yeah.
And then we'll move on to the top five that we want to do.
Yeah.
If that's cool.
Didn't you say you had one more thing that was?
Well, it ties.
To...
Yeah, because okay, I just want to talk. So Blaze wrote us another letter.
So you read it first. You read it already.
I did not read the letter. No.
Oh, okay.
But I didn't get a chance to read it last week. He had actually written it for the last show, and I just didn't get a chance. But Blaze is a huge fan of the show.
He's the only fan.
He is
the
top fan of the show. I don't care what anybody else says. He's the top fan of the show. When he listens to his iPod, he's not listening to music.
Not to take away from our other fans.
They're great.
We love our other fans.
But Blaze is number one. He when he's listening to his iPod, he's listening to Action Features.
Yeah.
And he listens to his iPod a lot. Like he was working on cleaning his room or doing something like that or a long car trip. He's listening to action features. He's heard them all.
It's rotting his brain.
And he just listens to them over and over and over again. He loves the show.
His grades are dropping probably because
they're
of
it. Not. Oh. No, they're not. But it warms my heart to see him so happy about the show. And something I'm a part of, you know. And
yeah.
That he's so into it and likes it so much. So I really appreciate it, Blaze. So he the other day, just to prove how much he listens to the show, right? We're watching an episode of Saved by the Bell. We watched Saved by the Bell at my house. And Lisa's talking about hooking Jesse up with somebody or something. And she said, oh, I should hook you up with my neighbor. I think it was something like that. And Jesse says, is your neighbor Kevin Costner? Or something like that. Just something to that effect. And Blaze goes, ah, the real Clark Kent. And I'm like, what'd you say? And he's like, Kevin Costner, the real Clark Kent. And I was like, well, that's a nice callback,
nice
man.
Nice callback. That's
he knows his stuff.
I forgot all about that.
I did too. You know, I completely forgot about it.
You know what we've been neglecting?
What's that?
Jor-El ads.
We have been neglecting Jor-El ads.
He's dropped us, probably as a sponsor. By
but
now.
I thought it was very funny.
That's
and
very
funny. That just proves how much he listens to the show and how much he pays attention to the
and
show.
And now for the much-awaited letter.
Here we go. All right. Two action features.
Anticlimactic. Okay.
The show gets better every episode. Your Star Worlds episode was super funny. Recently, I was listening to your JLA podcast, and I was wondering who is your normal and your Warner Brothers pick for Hawkman and Green Arrow. We didn't have those on our picks.
No.
So he wants to hear our normal pick and our what we would pick as the studio pick.
That's from way back, huh?
That's way back. So we'll have to think about that for the next show.
Think about it.
I was wondering what your favorite comic book scene is. Mine is either the end of Dark Knight Returns with the fight, or the graveyard scene in Batman Hush. I won't explain them, that way I won't spoil it, but if someone hasn't read them, read Dark Knight Returns or and Hush.
Thank you for not spoiling those.
He didn't spoil them.
He didn't spoil them.
He didn't spoil them.
Thank you.
So we need to think of our favorite scenes from a comic book.
I could probably tell you mine right now.
Well, don't do that right now. Well, I guess you could. Go ahead.
Well, first one that comes to mind is Xenozoic Tales, when Jack Tenrick's being hunted.
Well, that's good.
By Hannah's fiancé.
That's good. That is very good.
It's
well-paced.
It's not just a specific scene. It's more of a whole episode. But,
Mine is tough. I really liked, like he said, the fight from the end of Dark Knight Returns. I really like that a lot. I really like when he kind of awakens in Dark Knight Returns, where he's got the TV going and the whole voiceover saying things like, where he's saying things like, you're just nothing but a rusty trap, you know, and all these things. And he goes outside and that knocks over the statue and he realizes it's time to come back as Batman. I really like that a lot. And then the whole sequence afterwards where Batman has returned and there's little snippets of him throughout the city. I love that. So there's a couple of moments in Dark Knight Returns that I really, really love. I love when the first reveal of Tim Drake's Robin in Batman, I thought that was really good. And I really liked the death of Superman. I thought that was well paced and well done. So all mine are kind of DC things. Although I love Xenozoic Tales, I think it's great. I would have to put those. I'd say the Dark Knight Returns moments are my tops. Those two, the fight with Superman and the part where he comes back.
I read as many comics, so I don't. My arsenal is not full.
I would like to go through and do this as a real sit down and think about it.
Yeah, we could. Yeah, we could actually.
But Dark Knight Returns is going to be at the top.
Could be like favorite comic book miniseries or something.
There you go.
I don't know.
I loved the Ninja Turtles commentary, and I think you should do more of those. I hope you do a Rocketeer one.
I was just thinking about that.
That's great. You should also do a Christmas story around Christmas time.
That's a great
idea. Do a Christmas movie, do commentary on it. We could even do Christmas Vacation 2.
Could do Christmas Vacation 2.
We almost should do Christmas Vacation 2.
Oh, man, why?
Let's do that. From Blaze. Thanks, Blaze. Great letter, man. Really appreciate it. We're doing Christmas Vacation 2, the commentary. We're going to make the money doing it.
You
heard the cha-ching?
That's what it feels like.
That's money right there.
People are going to have to actually find that movie and purchase it, probably.
Or not. All right.
To listen to that. Oh, boy.
You want to explain our top five, my friend?
I will do my best. Oh, before we do that, real quick, I also thought, I've been waiting for the Wonder Years to get released on DVD. It has not had an official release. So they finally put out, what are we looking at time?
It's 45 minutes so far, maybe? Let me see. Oh, wait, it's on this.
Can't be that long. Oh, no, it's not that
it's
long.
It's only 25 minutes.
Okay, they finally put out the Wonder Years on DVD, okay? And from what I read, they hardly cleaned it up at all.
Ugh.
And they changed music out. They did it with the Happy Days season 2. I guess they're
that's
doing
tough because music rights.
I guess they're doing it for copyright reasons, yep. But
that's why Perfect Strangers, I think, has a problem. Maybe
it seems
with later
like
seasons because the music.
If they got the rights to use it at that point, it's part of that show, and they have the rights to use it with that show. I don't know.
It
how
must
it works,
not, though.
But
it must not.
So that's disappointing. Also, you can buy the first season on its own.
Mm-hmm.
I think you can buy a set with the first two seasons, which is like $40, or you can buy all of it for like $300. I'm not
wow.
spending $300.
That's too
that.
Much.
I'm sorry.
And that's
I'm,
way too much.
And I'll tell you what. I'm not going to buy just the first season either.
That's pointless.
So,
is it on Netflix?
I think it is on Netflix. But
is it on Netflix InstaStream?
I don't know. Maybe I don't have it.
We'll have to check into that.
But I see where you're going. But
let's just leave it there. We'll just leave it right there.
My point is, what are they trying to pull? And I know what it's going to be. Oh, well, these didn't sell well, so apparently people don't want these.
They must not want these.
Well, that's not the case.
That's
okay.
not the case.
Okay, anyway, our top five for tonight. This is hard to explain. Top five Saturday morning cartoons that should never exist. Okay.
These are films, television series, whatever, live action.
Properties that...
That should never be translated into a Saturday morning cartoon.
For kids.
Like RoboCop got translated into a Saturday morning cartoon. Rambo got translated into a Saturday morning cartoon.
Right.
Those would be films that maybe you would think, maybe they shouldn't be done, but they made it work,
but
and it worked
they
out.
They did, and they made it work.
These are ones they definitely should never do.
Yeah.
Or should never have done back then, had they done them back then, but they didn't.
Back then or now, whatever. All right.
You want to go first?
I'll go first.
All right. What's your number five?
My number five is ER.
ER, well, that's good. that would not be a good cartoon.
TV show. No, it would be terrible.
I would not enjoy that.
I'll just pick
I don't enjoy the show.
I don't enjoy the show, much less them trying to make it fun and colorful.
It wouldn't be fun.
It'd be a lot of waiting around in the room, a lot of drama, a lot of relationship drama between
the characters.
Cartoon Clooney and whoever else.
And cartoon guy from Top Gun.
Sandra Oh.
Goose.
Sandra Oh. Is
Goose
she
Man.
On the Goose.
The Goose.
Yeah.
All right, my number five is the film, the 1989 film, Steel Magnolias.
You're right, they shouldn't make
remember that?
Yeah.
You remember Steel Magnolias?
I remember
it. It had, like,
out.
Sally Field.
Yeah, I never saw it.
And it had, what's her name?
Bette
you know,
Midler.
I don't know if it was Bette Midler. I don't remember who all was in it.
Diane Lane.
Julia Roberts was in it. Meryl Streep, I think, was in it.
Meryl Streep, that's
And it all was, like, in a beauty parlor, and it was, like, their relationships, and one of them, I think, got cancer or something.
Yeah, it sounds good.
Or something like that. I can't remember what it was.
Yeah.
I may be throwing fried green tomatoes in there, too. Who knows? If you could put fried green tomatoes in this spot as well.
You could.
But hearing what's happening at the beauty parlor every Saturday and the relationships of the women would not be an enjoyable Saturday morning
it
cartoon.
Was Steel Magnolias.
If they tried to update it and made it like... At first, you're thinking by the name Steel Magnolias. You think it's like a tough female crew. But no, it's just them at a beauty parlor.
That's how the logo would look.
Yeah.
Like
steel
a cool
Magnolias.
Metal-looking steel.
Yeah, and it had like the ching. Going
yeah,
across
like
it.
The Silverhawks.
Yeah, but
with a nice logo.
But it wouldn't happen. I would hope it would never happen.
No.
Don't green light that.
Don't do it.
All right, what's your number
Don't
four?
Don't do it. My number four my number four is Schindler's List. Is that your number four?
It's on my list.
Ah, I told you we'd have it.
It's on my list.
That's crazy.
I have it at number one.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well,
there's no way to make Schindler's List work as a Saturday morning cartoon.
How did you pick that? I picked that as it was like the last one that I put
that
on
was
the list.
Right off the bat, when we started making this list, I was like, oh, you got to say Schindler's List. There's no way that should ever be
it came
a
to,
Saturday morning cartoon.
It came to me last.
It came to me first.
And it was among many other picks that I could have... Okay, so Schindler's List.
So Schindler's List is my number one.
Totally not fun.
Totally not fun, and no way of making it fun.
I still haven't seen that movie all the way.
Yeah, every episode would just be... They got killed off.
Dragon,
Is he going to manage to save any of them? No, more died. That's rough.
Mommy, can you not record this for me this weekend?
Can we turn to CBS or ABC? Get off Fox for a while.
Denver the Last Dinosaur is on at the same time. You think maybe we could...
Can we watch Garfield and Friends, please? So Schindler's List, yeah.
I love making lists.
So I really don't know how to make this work now that you've taken my number one.
Well,
I guess
sorry.
I'll just go from here and then we'll just...
I could maybe give you something else.
That's okay. I'll move on, and then you'll just end it.
Okay,
you'll be on the last
good
one.
Good luck thinking about it. Okay.
All right. So you can just be the last one.
Okay.
Since you already know my number one. My number four is the Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
That was on my going to be on my list. It didn't make it, but that was going to be on my list.
There's no way of making this work.
You can't make it fun.
I'm thinking, you know, I thought about horror films, yeah. And I'm thinking, you know, Jason, you could kind of make work.
You could kind of make that work.
Freddy, you can kind of make work.
You can kind of make Freddy
There's
work.
No way of making a family of cannibals and a guy that cuts people's faces off and wears their faces.
Yeah.
You can't make it work as a cartoon.
Yeah.
It just doesn't work as a Saturday morning cartoon. As much as I love to see it, Texas Chainsaw Massacre should never be a Saturday morning cartoon.
Work. You know, Freddy, Nightmare on Elm Street was one of the most merchandised horror. I mean, they had all kinds of stuff for kids for that. A plush Freddy.
They had an action figure you could dress up as Freddy.
They had the hand, the claws.
That you could really make that work as a Saturday morning cartoon.
That one, you could make that work. You shouldn't, though.
Mm-mm.
But you, okay, so, do you want me to keep going?
Just keep going, okay. And we'll just end on your number one, because they know my number one.
My number three is Jaws.
Oh, that's good.
Jaws. That's what kicked this whole idea off for me, because I was watching Jaws, and if you took some aspects of it, you could make it a cartoon.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a shark. Kids love sharks in the 80s. Kids love sharks
now. I love sharks.
You can have a shark. And especially a little later in the series, they got a little bit more just about the hunt, but when you're watching Jaws, the first one, it's so psychological.
Mm-hmm.
It would not be fun.
No.
It would not be a good Saturday morning cartoon.
Plus, what are you going to do? Eventually, you're going to have to kill the shark.
Eventually, you have to kill the shark.
How many adventures can you have chasing the shark?
Not many adventures.
Where it's finally like, you know what? The shark should just kind of be dead at this point.
You'd have a whole episode of Sheriff Brody doing paperwork.
That's it.
Another day on the island.
Another day.
Here we are. The political aspect.
Maybe Quinn's got to patch a hole in his boat.
Maybe that happens.
And they've got to figure out where to get the patching kit. That's a whole adventure.
I could kind of see this one.
I don't. No.
If you made it fun.
You can make it fun, maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe make a joke of it.
I like the colors.
All right, my number...
I like the idea of the colors.
My number three is The Golden Girls.
I was thinking that after you said...
As a Saturday, maybe as a primetime cartoon, as a funny primetime cartoon, it would work.
Yeah, yeah.
But as a Saturday morning cartoon, nobody wants to watch a bunch of old ladies at their house talking about relationships and maybe one of them still able to do things, if you know what I mean.
Thank you for being
And Estelle Getty showing up every once in a while, and acting crotchety. You know, it just wouldn't be fun. It would not be any fun. They would never leave the house. It would just be old ladies at a house as a cartoon.
I'm picturing the kids having to watch this stuff. They're just like not happy.
Just waiting for something to happen. Maybe they're holding their Golden Girls action figures that they got given before the show came out. What's going to happen now? Is Blanche going to fight somebody? Or is Rose going to be in peril? Or
What happens?
No, nothing.
They don't leave the house.
Nothing.
Pretty much.
That's it. All right, so that was my number three.
I like Golden Girls. Okay, for my number two... Orange is the New Black. Probably,
that's good.
Probably not make a good...
Probably not so good for a Saturday morning cartoon.
Saturday morning kids cartoon.
That'd be rough.
I haven't watched it.
I have.
But from what I've seen...
Definitely wouldn't
work. Or heard, probably isn't going to work.
It's not going to work so well. A women's prison and the things that happen in a women's prison.
Yeah.
Probably the best idea for the 7 to 11 range.
Some ladies get shivved.
Yeah, it'd be even funnier if you'd watched the show and you'd seen all the things that happen in the show.
I can imagine.
That's good.
I'm privy to some prison happenings. Yeah.
My number two, This Old House. You know that show?
Where
Bob Vila?
They remake the house.
Where they remake houses. And he just goes in and fixes up houses.
Refurbish houses.
That's it. That's all that happens on that show. He teaches how to work 2x4s and a framing.
And animated.
How about a table saw? Use this to do this. Oh, here's drywall. Here's some tips on drywalling. Not fun as an animated series.
I thought about some reality offerings like American Idol, the animated series.
Yeah.
Series,
so. I remember as a kid, my dad would watch This Old House sometimes, because he's a carpenter, and I would just be sitting there bored out of my mind, just watching it like, God, I wish this was over. I wish there was something else on. I wish there was anything else on. And I can just imagine me being forced to watch that as a cartoon.
As a cartoon, that's what's on.
Would be 10 times worse.
I imagine, picture a whole block of these.
Of these shows. The worst programming block of all time.
Yeah.
All right, so what's your number one since we know my number one?
It was a bad year. My number one...
I didn't get a drum roll.
It's not number one.
Rimshot.
Alive. the movie Alive where they
the cannibals.
They crash the plane in the mountains and they're forced to eat one of the...
We had two cannibal things on these.
Forced to eat the other passengers. What was the other cannibal thing?
Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. I forgot they were eating them. I remember they were using the skins.
Kids love cannibalism for Saturday morning entertainment.
It's a one-time occurrence.
It's a one-time occurrence. It's only going to keep crashing. Every week they crash. Oh, man, again?
Again?
Well, I guess we'll barbecue this time. They would crash in different places and have to cook them, the other people, based on whatever place they landed in, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, we landed in, Hawaii. We'll have to cook them Hawaiian style. Oh, we landed in Louisiana. Well, we might as well make them into jambalaya. That's how they make it interesting each week. That was good.
Hey, Bill, do we have any more barbecue sauce? Are we out?
And they can do that cartoon run to go get more.
I think I have that, too. Nope.
Good enough. That was great. I didn't think his top five list was going to be as fun as it was.
I didn't either, but it was pretty good.
It was pretty fun. And it came to me fast. Really fast.
Yeah.
It was very quick.
There's tons of stuff. I would kind of like to hear if anybody else has any ideas what that should be like.
Go to the Facebook page and post your top five movies, TV shows, whatever, that should never get a Saturday morning cartoon.
Yeah, that's good.
I think Joe will have some good ones.
I bet Joe will have some good ones. No pressure, Joe, but you better come through.
With plenty of pressure.
You better come through on this one.
All right, so where are we at? We're 36 minutes. What do you want to do?
36 minutes. Well, we have a phone call we could make.
We could do that.
I can go back to the Star Wars title thing. I saw an article that said, is this the best one? Twitter says no or whatever.
I don't care what Twitter says.
Right, but the article title made it sound like a bunch of other people had some clever ideas for titles. So I looked at it. Nobody had any clever ideas. They were all making fun of it. I would like to hear somebody actually come up with some come up with some good titles.
Yeah.
I haven't had time to think of it. Otherwise, I would do so myself, but yeah, okay, we can make fun. We can say we don't like things, but don't pretend like you're going to have some new titles
better job.
And then not have anything.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I've seen a lot of backlash over the title. Like, there's been a lot of people that are complaining about the title, and it's like, I really don't get it, man. I'm not seeing the problem here.
I understand being underwhelmed. I'm a little underwhelmed myself, but I don't think it needs to be, such a big...
No. A lot of that's going to be erased. All the people that are against it now, yeah. I'm not speaking of you.
I think you have a
different take on things.
I know exactly what you're going
to
say.
But everybody that's on the bandwagon of hating it right now, once that first trailer hits, they're all going to be behind it.
I would say this was awesome the whole time.
Dude, I always said that was awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. That's
what's Are you be. Making that call or what?
Oh, yeah, I'll make that call.
Making that phone call.
Let's see where this goes. Never know where this is going to lead.
Oh?
Oh, Henry.
Henry.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, buddy. Wait a second before you say anything.
What's up, buddy?
We're recording the podcast again.
All right. Thank you.
Are you cool with being on it?
That is affirmative. That is right.
All right, buddy. All right. That sounds great. All right, so we've got our pal Henry Nicholson on the phone, who's one of our good friends. You've heard him on the show before. He's a big fan of pop culture items like Terminator, Batman, Star Wars, Star Trek. He's got a lot of insight into these different things. He's just a really cool dude. And he's sent us some great stories and pictures over the years. Just a really cool guy.
Hey, Henry, buddy, what's going on?
Well, my friends, I really would like to get this Hot Toys T-800 battle damaged figure from the first film. He comes with the gargoyle sunglasses. He comes with all the weapons. I really don't have the money, and I don't know how I'm going to get that figure from Hot Toys. I really would like to get that.
That's a tough one, man.
I would love to get some Hot Toys myself.
Me
they're,
too,
they're
dude.
They're very expensive.
I have a few Hot Toys, but I've had to back off a lot myself. They've gotten really expensive. I think the next one I'm going to be buying is Batman Returns whenever it gets listed. But yeah, that Terminator's cool, buddy. Maybe you should ask for Hanukkah. Have you tried to? Do you think about asking for Hanukkah?
Yeah, but my mom will say no because it's $229 for 1671 shipping.
What if you mow some lawns or something and try and save up that money?
Or what if you ask all of your family for money and then pool it all together to get the Terminator?
Well, my uncle wouldn't say no, but I have the NECA T-800 police station.
That's a great figure.
That's just as good.
That's a great figure, man. And plus, you know, I think you've got more of those NECAs, right? Is that you have more than just that one, don't you?
No, I have a NECA T-800 Technoir, Battle Damage Technoir police station. I got T-800 tanker truck pursuit. I also got the endoskeleton from the first film, and I got John Rambo survival. And then John Rambo town assault from the first Rambo.
Yeah.
Here's my advice to you on this, Henry, and I hope that you take it to heart. I would stick with the NECA line, because if you just get that one hot toy, you're going to be wanting all the other Terminators like that, whereas you could have a great NECA collection and have a ton of different Terminator stuff for the same price of that one hot toy. You have a ton of great NECA figures. I would stick with those NECAs, man. They're great.
Yeah. Did you see my Halloween photos as the Terminator?
Loved them. Yeah, buddy.
They were great. You looked great as the Terminator. You were wearing the Terminator 1 style Terminator, weren't you?
And you saved the babes.
Yeah, and there were a couple people of you with some babes.
So you had some babes there.
Yeah, my friends, the people came back. See, the reason why I left, why I gave up being the Terminator is because I wanted to preserve Theodora's image. She was such a good person, but when she became the witch,
that was a tragedy.
Yes.
When she turned to the dark side.
I took the blame and drove off with Kit, and I deactivated Kit for 5 years. But 5 years ago, somebody told me that I must come back as a hero that once people knew me.
That's right. What happened? I heard something about this story. What exactly happened?
I left.
You left, and then what happened?
You left 5 years ago when Theodora turned to turned to the dark side, right?
Right.
Yes.
Okay, so that was 5 years ago, and then what happened?
People believed in me and said that I must come back, and they told me that that I was a hero, that it was not my fault.
And now you've returned.
Yes.
As the Terminator.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's the right move. You know,
and Rambo.
I love Rambo too, man.
I love all the movies Schwarzenegger, Stallone did really paid off, and I'll never miss. I also have a Predator Dutch figure with the creature.
The NECA one?
Mm-hmm.
That's a great figure.
And I have Kyle Reese.
Man, you got a great collection going. There's no reason to switch scales and put all that money into one hot toy when you can just keep going with that line. I mean, you can get some cool Predators, you can get some cool aliens, some more Dutches, and some more, you know, get the other Rambo that just hit. You can get a lot of cool figures, man.
Yeah, and also, I have a question. Why did Jor-El give the remaining powers to his son, and then he would never see his son? His form again.
Well, you know that he had to beat those Kryptonian villains, you know?
I think he was also going to... He was going to his backup plan of a lotion, a line of lotions.
He is going to get into skincare products after that. But it's... You know, he'd given up his powers, but now the Kryptonians are wrecking shop on America. What's he going to do?
Yeah,
he's got to get his powers back.
But that's what my dad did. He gave his remaining powers to me. That's so I can become a hero again.
Exactly,
and
buddy.
And I cried when that happened.
You honor your father. That's good, man.
Yes.
That's a good way to be. You have a firm belief in family.
What's your baby girl's name is?
Oh, my baby girl's name is Grace and Diane. We call her Gracie, but her name is
Gracie Diane Sawyer.
Yep.
Yeah. And Blaze and Keaton, you have a great family, Jim.
They're
you're
awesome.
A good man, and you too, Mike.
Yeah.
Do you like RoboCop, the 87 movie?
Oh.
Yeah, we like RoboCop.
No doubt, man. That's a great film.
I wish the Terminator would be, and the RoboCop would be on the same side, fighting evil.
I bet you could be. I mean,
why not?
He's a hero the people deserve. You're a hero the people deserve. You might as well join forces. You can't take care of all the crime, but just by yourself.
Plus, if one of you starts to malfunction, the other one can fix you.
No, that's
good. You know what I mean?
Yeah, what about RoboCop 2? Did you like the sequel?
It was better than RoboCop 3.
RoboCop 3 was so stupid. Robert Burke, you know what he should have done to McDackett? He should have shot him out the window like Dick Jones in the first movie.
Yeah.
That's what he should have done.
I didn't like Robert Burke. I liked RoboCop 1 and 2.
Peter Weller.
That was a good...
I like the look of RoboCop and RoboCop 2. I like the different coloring on his armor. Like he said, more of a bluish color. I thought that was
neat. What about the silver that he had? What happened?
In the first movie? Well, he got all messed up at the end of the first movie, so I would assume that he got new parts and stuff before the second movie.
But I have a question. Why didn't Kane know anything about Clarence Boddicker?
I don't know. I'm not sure why Kane wouldn't know anything about Clarence Boddicker.
But do you think he would have agreed with Clarence Boddicker?
Oh, he probably would have. They were both mean dudes, you know?
Yeah, and Tom Noonan was a great actor. See, I love science fiction. I always have when I was a kid, so I'm a huge...
We know you're a huge sci-fi fan. If you were to rate your top three sci-fi properties, what would they be?
Terminator.
Okay.
Star Wars and Star Trek.
You got, man, that was easy for you. You didn't even have to think about it.
Yeah, and also, I went to a Halloween party Friday. We had pizza, cake, and popcorn, and we had chips, and we also had, then we watched The Terminator and the original Ghostbusters.
Whoa.
That sounds like an awesome Halloween party.
That's a sweet double feature, man.
Yeah, buddy.
I didn't care for Ghostbusters 2. I didn't like the way with the ghost sign and how they redid the actor. I like the original.
I don't get the two fingers up on the Ghostbuster symbol. In the movie, they shouldn't have that outfit. If you want to use that as promoting the Ghostbusters 2, that's fine. But there's no reason for the symbol to be a 2 on their uniforms. They're not making a sequel in the movie.
They're not.
That's not part two in the movie.
Yeah.
They're back. That's silly, Henry. Yeah. I'm glad you brought that up. I also am frustrated with the Ghostbusters 2 symbol.
Yeah.
Henry, did you see the new RoboCop?
Yeah, it is all right.
What do you think? Better than RoboCop 3 or worse?
I like the original 87, the original Peter Weller's RoboCop.
Cool.
It was all right.
Yeah. All right, Henry. Well, we can't stay on too much longer here, buddy. Is there anything else you want to talk about before we get off?
Like five more minutes, and I got to help my mom with some dinner.
All right. Okay.
Okay.
5 minutes on your end. That works for us.
Yeah, so, yeah.
What do you have for dinner, first of all? What's for dinner tonight?
I might do some ravioli for some sauce on there, marinara sauce. And,
sure.
Yeah.
That's making me hungry.
Hey, I'm coming over.
I'm getting ready to have ravioli.
I'm going to come over and have some.
You know that they're doing a new Terminator movie?
Yeah,
what
what do you think about that?
I think it's good that Arnold's back as an aged T-800, but how can a T-800 age? See, that's the misaligned here.
Well, they were saying that...
it's real flesh.
The flesh on the outside could age, but the endoskeleton doesn't age.
Yeah, like that it's real flesh and blood on the outside, so it'll keep aging, but the inside will stay the same. It's almost like if you put your skin over your car, your skin would get old, but your car would still be the same make and model, right?
Yeah, and I have a question. What do you think about the story that John Connor sends Kyle Reese back to 1984 to prevent the birth of John Connor? I thought it was stupid.
That's weird. I hope that's not the case.
I hope not, too, because, see, the thing is, they're going to show the scenes from the original Terminator, the police station and the alley car chase.
Not good, Henry.
Jim, can you be the Terminator from the first movie? I'll be from the second. We'll do like a little playoff. And you will be John Rambo, okay, Mike? Okay.
I'll be back. I'm the Terminator first movie.
I'm from the second movie. No problemo. Chill out.
Hey. Looking pretty good.
What are you guys talking about? You know, you sound pretty weird.
With you, John Rambo, Vietnam vet.
The twins.
You're the best.
Yeah, how did you know that?
The twins. Because we really are like exactly alike. So, and it's also a line from the other movie where he says...
John, we must save the city. We must save the city from crime. Join us.
Come on. Together. Come on.
Okay, I'll join you. You got any guns?
Yes. An Uzi 9mm 45 long side with laser sighting, M16 rifle, and also a 12-gauge autoloader. And also a minigun and an M60 and M16 rifle. And one thing, get to the chopper!
Stay cool, bird boy.
Yeah, I thought Batman and Robin was a joke. I like the first three.
You're not, so they meet at the cooler.
Yeah, I like the first two. The third one was okay.
Yeah.
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 All John. Right.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yes, because see, the thing is, people needed a hero. People needed a hero.
Don't forget about
deserve.
The ravioli.
That's right.
Yes.
Don't let the ravioli burn.
People needed a hero. Okay. So, Henry, are you going to try and are you going to turn Theodora back? Are you going to shoot for that, or are you giving up?
I will try, but what she'll say, like, did you ever see Captain America: The Winter Soldier?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
So, did you like the first one better, or the Winter Soldier?
I like the first one better, but I did like Winter Soldier a lot.
Yeah.
See, the thing is, I said, Theodora, you know me. I said, no, I don't. Like Bucky said to.
Oh yeah. To Cap.
But what should I do to persuade her? She does know me. What should I do?
Show her your endoskeleton.
Maybe show her a picture of yourself from 5 years ago.
That's good.
You know, bring it with
you.
Yeah.
That's
the way to do it.
Okay, guys, do the best you can. See if you can pick up that T-800. Battle Damage, just do the best you can. I'm not going to push you to do anything you don't want to do.
You mean us by the hot toy?
We'll see if we can raise money for it.
Yeah, because go to SideshowCollectibles.com, look up the Terminator T-800 Battle Damage, look it up. Did you see the photo?
Yeah, I've seen it, buddy.
Seen
the picture.
I'm not so sure that's in the budget, but...
Yeah, I'm gonna level with you. It's not looking good.
It's not really looking great. When I look at my bank account, it's not looking so good for extra hot toy purchases, but... You know, I stick with that neckline, buddy. You're going to be happy with that neckline.
Do whatever
it's good line.
Okay, if you can't afford it, then you let me know. If not, then I'll wait. No problem.
I'm letting you know.
Oh, all right, that sounds like a plan.
All right, buddy.
You guys are my friends, and thanks for calling me.
Friends forever.
I'll be back.
All right, buddy.
All right, pal.
We did it together, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, pal.
Take care.
All right.
You take care, too, buddy.
All the best wishes to you and your families.
You too.
You too, buddy.
Take care. I'll be back.
All right.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye. You take care.
Bye. Take care.
Take care, buddy.
Take care.
Take care. Bye.
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 Bye. Bye. All right. So that's all for Action Features.
Yep. It's the show.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening.
And we'll be back.